Master-planned communities. These large residential projects combine home and work, and with them draw lots of people. New communities in particular are usually backed by big-dollar advertising campaigns, and the older ones like Dobson Ranch mentioned earlier become yesterday's news. New sports stadiums and arenas. So often the hub of urban redevelopment is a sports stadium or arena complex. These facilities bring tens of thousands of people to an area and open up all kinds of opportunities for investment real estate. Universities and university expansion. Universities are always population drivers because, just by the nature of what they do, they bring a steady stream of students, faculty, and supporting businesses to an area. Redevelopment areas. Our project in Portland is an excellent example of a redevelopment area. The ideal central locations, community goodwill, and an aura of coolness often associated with redevelopment makes these kinds of projects population magnets. People love the wow factor associated with before and after stories. Casinos. Casinos bring with them the masses who every weekend and a lot of weeknights want to try their luck and win big bucks. They say that in the gold rush of 1849, the people who made money were the ones who housed the miners and sold them goods. Military bases. Not all military personnel live on the base. The property around government installations is often a good investment. Just be careful of base closings, which are often in the news around government budget time. Regional airports. Scottsdale Airport is a prime example of how valuable real estate can be around airports. The Scottsdale Airpark is a haven for small businesses and a real driver of rental communities and single-family homes in the area. Company relocations. When Boeing moved from Seattle to Chicago, with it went thousands of jobs. Bad for Seattle, great for Chicago. Corporate relocations are instant population boosters. Major events. The 1962 World's Fair redeveloped downtown Seattle, and the legacy of that event, of course, is the Space Needle, which is still a tourist attraction over 40 years later. Olympic Games also have a way of transforming communities, as the 1996 Games did in Atlanta and the 2000 Games did in Salt Lake City. Even annual events like the Super Bowl can completely revitalize an area through huge injections of new money. These are just a few population drivers, and when you see, hear, or read about them, they are good indicators for growth. Projects and developments such as these tend to reshape the face of a community, and change of this type is potentially lucrative for real estate investors. But there are also a few things to watch out for. Economic diversity. I steer clear of areas that don't have a good diverse economy. It's happened before, and it will happen again, that an entire market falls victim to an industry sector that goes bust. It happened in Pittsburgh, Houston, it happened in Detroit, and most recently in the San Francisco Bay Area when the dot-com bubble burst. Affordability. I always look at the affordability of housing in a particular market. If a single-family home is out of reach for most people, apartment living becomes a valuable option. This is the case in big cities like New York and San Francisco, which attract large populations, most of whom cannot afford homes. Look for markets where the cost of home ownership far exceeds the cost of renting. The closer the two variables are to each other, the harder it is to find renters, and the harder it is to keep them.